بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Can women wear transparent clothing in front of other sisters? You can wear, technically speaking, you could wear transparent, you can show any part of the body that it's permissible to show other women, right? So those parts could be shown, right? They could be shown. So transparent clothing, of course. But you can't show the parts that you're not supposed to show even through transparent clothing. Forget transparent clothing, you can't even show that through form-hugging or figure-hugging clothing. So that would be totally impermissible to show your awra, your satr, right? But the other parts, it would be permissible. Now, that's the minimum level of what's permissible and what's not permissible. Now, you have to remember, the breasts have also been considered to be not parda, right? In from one woman to another, one Muslim woman to another woman. That doesn't mean you go around showing them, right? Just because something is permissible doesn't mean it's permissible and encouraged to show. You have to remember that. That's why in wedding dresses and in these functions and that, where people are going and showing cleavage nowadays, women are doing that and they think it's halal, or whatever the case, just among women, or men are going to come here. That's a bit going too far, I think, because what happens is that just makes you besharam. It just makes you lose your haya. And that's what the problem is here. So just because something is permissible doesn't mean it has to be done. Do you understand? You have to also take into consideration your cultural sensitivities. Right? You also have to think to yourself, am I opening the door here to something? So there's lots of things like that you have to think about and consider in these things. So yes, it's not haram. Yes, it's not haram to show things which are not haram to show as such. But you have to be careful of how it's done. Is it okay if the low front neck back is open in front of other women? It just depends. It just depends on who it is. And it depends on how it's done. And it depends on how much is done. I can't give you exacts. I can just tell you halal and haram, and then you have to take into consideration what other people find bad. So for example, if most of your people that are going to come to your wedding or your function or whatever are going to look on this and think, Joni kitli be shalom, even though it's permissible, you know, look how, whatever the Gujarati word is for that or whatever, look how bad this looks. I mean, what have you achieved? You might make some of the young ones happy or some of the few happy, that, but what's the point? You have to take all of that into consideration. You have to see the situation that you're in, right? And of course, in front of non-Muslim women, it's not permissible to even show your hair unless it's for need, right? So you have to take all of these things into consideration. So I don't encourage it. I don't encourage it completely, right? It's kind of weird, isn't it? Because non-Muslims, especially the more richer ones, you know, they've got a veil in their marriage. That's like part of their tradition. Yeah, it's all weird and everything, right? But it's still, they have a veil, even though it's a bit see-through and everything, but it's there.